Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the first ever edition of The Carton Show with Chris McMonagle, Craig Carton. It is a pleasure, a privilege to be back. Great to have you sitting by my side. And not off to the greatest start, not going to lie to you. Not the start I was expecting when Evan came to me and said, all right, we're going to take our final commercial break at 1:55 and then get you on the air right there at 2
That's
o'clock.
It.
Well, it's 2:05. The show has officially begun. We are looking for a new producer. I can tell you that right out of the gate. So if you're looking for a job in radio, by all means, send your resumes in. But Chris McMonagle is here.
Yes.
Obviously, tons of football to get to. James Dolan's going to join us later in the show. Congratulations
Thank
to
you.
You.
Thank you, sir.
I am truly very happy for you and your family. And 18 years after you walked in the door of WFAN, afternoon drive.
It is amazing. It's still hard to wrap my mind around. But yeah, 18 years. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm happy to be part of the show. Even if my name's not on it, that's fine.
Your name's kind of on
I'm with it. I'm here. I'm with it. So yes, no, I'm extremely excited. Thank you very much, Craig. I can't tell you what this means to me and how important this is to me and the lifelong journey of chasing this damn thing. So
yeah, and
let's
you're
get ready.
It's going to be great. You're going to be great. And look, we're not going to dilly-dally with all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Plenty of time to enjoy the fact that we're doing the show together. I'm trying to figure out, though, when I drove into work today, and I park right up by Madison Square Garden for the other stuff I do. And I'm driving downtown to Tribeca. I'm trying to figure out. I'm a Jet fan. You're a diehard Giant fan.
Yeah.
I know Joe Shane just spoke. We're going to talk about the wide net that the New York Giants are going to use to try to find the new head coach. Not that wide a net when it's all said and done. Because I can guarantee you the guy they bring in here has been a head coach in the NFL within the last couple of years.
Yeah.
That is a lock. But I was trying to figure out while driving in here today, as a Jet fan, am I more upset that Aaron Glenn is coming back than you are as a Giants fan that Joe Shane is coming back?
I would.
And
be.
I think I win.
Yeah, no, I think you win. I'm pretty pissed, though, that Joe Shane is coming back. But the thing with, I think both of those guys, I never thought there was a doubt either of them were going anywhere. The Giants made it abundantly clear. They even said in the statement they put out today, as previously stated, they told us the minute they fired Dable,
To be fair, it did seem like when this came up a month ago, or like a little more than a month ago when Dable got fired, a couple months ago, it seemed like they gave themselves an out, right?
Yeah.
And the out was Shane's going to stay around till we get to the draft.
Right.
But no guarantee of anything after, which obviously wouldn't make any sense at all.
No.
If the guy's going to oversee your draft, what's he supposed to do after the draft? That's the most important, you know, couple weeks in every NFL offseason. Free agency and all that kind of stuff comes after it.
Yeah.
But I think I win. I think I win because I'm not a guy, like, I don't willy-nilly say, fire this guy, fire that guy. Joe Shane's got to pick the pieces. The head coach has to figure out how to use them. And I know a lot of Giant fans are like, it's not Joe Shane's fault. We lost so many one-score games this year. Mm-hmm. That's why you fired Brian Daboll. That's an argument you could make.
Yeah.
By the way, it's not even a silly argument. If you win three-quarters of your one-score games, you're alive for a wild card going into December.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Oh, absolutely fair.
So an argument could be made, even though I think Joe Shane has not been a great general manager, the record belies that.
Absolutely.
That if you're involved in that many one-score games, obviously, then there's something else wrong than talent evaluation, right?
No, 100%. And, I mean, if you're really talking about the difference between them, I can point to some positives. Joe Shane did the one thing that is the most difficult thing for any organization to do. He found the quarterback.
Except he didn't.
He did.
He
Let's
did
be
not.
Fair. I'm as pissed at anybody.
Brian
he's coming
Daboll
back.
Found the quarterback.
Brian
right?
Daboll. Hey, listen. He's the GM. He signs the card. He's the one who hands
but
it
I
in.
But I think if I remember correctly,
you're 100% correct.
I think the quote was O'Brien.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna remember a third round draft pick that plays well.
Right.
I think that was the quote.
And he
from said your
him,
general
if,
manager.
If it's your guy, let's go get him. I get it. But he's still the general manager. He went out and got him. Right. Abdul Carter. Disappointing first year, but I still think you've seen enough. He's won enough. He's played better lately.
Yeah.
I feel confident.
I did think it was
in
interesting that of all the guys in the locker room that gave the old end of season pep talk about how collectively we've all got to be better, the guy that was falling asleep in meetings and watching old MTV rap videos was the guy that suggested.
Suddenly, we all got to do better.
We all got to play better.
We're all together. Yeah. No, but I can point to Malik Nabers. I can point to a handful of things as disappointing as it's been, I can point to a handful of things and say, okay, at least Joe Shane was able to do that, right? The trade for Burns. Excellent trade. He was one of the best defensive players
and
in the league
this
year.
Yeah.
And great, you know, so like I can point to a couple things as disappointed as I am and as much as I don't want him here. I don't know what the hell I can point to with Aaron Glenn. There's not a single thing.
Yeah.
Not a single promise was kept. In fact, he completely changed the narrative on every single one of the promises.
Yeah, and that's my problem with that. You can nitpick things that Joe Shane did well.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Look, I probably would have fired him. I think the hard knocks should have been the last kind of like nail in the coffin for him because he came across as somewhat incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's not incompetent, and I like him personally. He is a nice guy, but who cares if he's a nice guy? I'd rather have a jackass who's douchey who knows how to build a football team than a nice guy that comes over for Sunday breakfast, right? But the deal with Aaron Glenn is what you just said. And that's what drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you didn't have a quarterback. I get it. If you don't have a quarterback, you're not going to win a lot of games. But an argument could be made of all the bad New York Jets seasons that we've experienced. You know, I'm 35 years old. You're a bit older. You've seen a lot of bad Jet teams as well.
Yeah.
Of all the bad Jet teams we've seen, the Rich Kotite Jets, the Adam Gase Jets, a good argument could be made. This is as bad or worse than anything we've ever seen. So, again, you don't want to fire a guy after 1 year. I understand that. You want a guy to build something, right? You want to give a guy a chance with a real quarterback. Obviously, coming from Dan Campbell, if the Lions had pulled the plug in Dan Campbell after 1 year, we would not have seen all the success we've seen with Dan Campbell in Detroit. But I think Dan Campbell's the anomaly.
Yeah.
And there's not a single thing we can point to as Jet fans where we can say, I know it's a terrible season, but I know that's my guy.
No, absolutely.
And that's what sucks.
And what's coming next, though? Like, forget all that. You're 100% right. I agreed with you, right? There's nothing you can point to. The futility, even just the last couple weeks where they lost by five consecutive games by 23 points or more.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Yeah. Most in NFL history.
I think it's historic.
53% of the offensive snaps down by double digits. Like, no interceptions. As bad as it gets. 0-7 to start. All of that. Fine. If the argument is, well, listen, it's his first year. I'm sure he'll get better. You know, all that same nonsense. It's dysfunctional to fire the coach. What's coming up next?
Right.
The biggest decision of the franchise in the next 5 years. Who's going to be the quarterback?
Yep.
Who's going to develop him? He handpicked a quarterback who can't throw. Like, he can't throw.
Yeah.
Justin Fields can't play. Him and Muji, they handpicked and paid. Forget Aaron Rodgers and whether or not he was behind letting him go in the 32nd meeting, whatever. Forget all that. That was probably
the owner.
It was
a bad look, though.
It was a bad look.
Especially now that Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, you know, backdoored their way into the playoffs. And let's not be crazy in Pittsburgh about how generational that was.
Yeah.
A rookie kicker missed a kick outside. And by the way, horrendous play calling by Harbaugh, which we'll get to a little later on the show.
I still want him as the coach.
Like, if you're a Steeler fan, I'm not bowing out my chest and flexing over how I got in to the playoffs this year. But look, we're kind of, this is like an annual rite. We're universally upset.
Yes.
It's like when you're in high school and you think the pretty girl's finally going to say yes to your prom invitation. And she said no when you were a freshman.
Right.
And when you were a sophomore, she said no again.
Yeah.
And when you were your junior and you had a little facial hair and your biceps started bulging, she said no again.
Yeah.
This is a universal right for us. The Giants have been as embarrassingly bad as the Jets have been for a decade now. And you got to eat that.
Oh. Nothing. I don't know what to tell you. You're 100%. Of course, these two football teams, every year we're doing this. Every year I got to watch them. I'm literally, my kids don't understand as I'm cheering a kick return from the Cowboys.
Right.
Like, I want them to lose this game.
Which is weird also because
every year.
If you don't have trust that they're going to make the right pick,
right.
And I think fairly you don't.
Yeah.
Right? Because Joe Shane, how many great draft picks has he made? And the two guys everyone fell in love with, Scadaboo, no guarantee he's back at the same level he was at. Obviously, a guy built on speed and Malik Nabers.
Yeah.
No guarantee he's back, right, the way he was after a devastating injury. So it's interesting to me that you sat there like a lot of Giants fans yesterday, 100%. Right? And you're like, let's go Cowboys. I can't believe I'm saying it, but let's go Dallas. And your kid's looking like, Dada, who are you?
I don't understand.
Right.
But why? Why? Why?
Daddy,
why?
You've told me your entire life we're Giants fans in this house, and now you're rooting for the enemy.
Because Dak Prescott's not playing the second half. They don't give a damn. There's a chance at the first overall pick that they can trade and get a whole boatload of first-round picks if they're smart enough to do it. And every year, it's the same thing. I got to watch Tommy DeVito go down the field and beat the Green Bay Packers.
Like it's nothing.
And like it's nothing. Yep. Become a household name. Sell Rayo's pasta sauce.
Yeah.
Become this sensation. And it cost them getting Drake May or Daniels. And instead, they win those meaningless games. And then this year, 2 weeks in a row, Craig, 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, last year
they
also.
They lost the – but this year, last year too, but consecutive weeks, they lost the first overall pick.
Right.
In consecutive weeks. We didn't know it at the moment. It took the Raiders winning the game and kicking that field goal.
Right.
But ultimately – 2 weeks in a row with a loss, they would have the first overall pick.
Yeah, which is very frustrating.
Very frustrating.
I mean, and the Jets experience it also. You know, Trevor Lawrence, who suddenly looks like a really good quarterback again. And the Jets go out west and win a game they shouldn't win.
Yeah.
And we wind up with Zach Wilson. And Trevor Lawrence is a division champion and going to the playoffs now.
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, we've said for a long time, and I used to mean it. I can't say it anymore and tell you that I'm not lying to you, okay? We used to say with great pride, I know I did, I'm sure you did as well, that New York is not just the greatest city in the world, but it's the greatest sports town in the world. We're the most knowledgeable sports fans. We have this like great history of success. Obviously, most of it comes from your beloved baseball team, the New York Yankees. The Giants have, with the Super Bowl appearances.
Yeah.
And everybody else was kind of, the little brothers,
now
right?
We hate them
the
all.
Little redheaded stepchildren, right?
No, they're all that now.
But the reality is that when we say that we're the greatest sports town in America, we're lying.
Yep.
Like, we have to, at some level, we have to own that.
It's like Jeff.
Like, we're telling a myth that we believe deep in our hearts, but it's not factually accurate.
No, it's like Jeff Daniels in the HBO show, The Newsroom, whatever, when they ask him what makes America the greatest country in the world. And he's like, I don't know, Yosemite? Like, I got no idea. What makes us the greatest sports town in the country? I have no idea. Because it's been an out-and-out disaster, especially the football teams. It's impossible. Thank God this miserable season is over. Thank God I don't have to watch these teams anymore. At least I did get to watch Jackson Dart. And there is hope for the future with the New York Giants. They are going to be an extreme, like, for all of the things we just yelled about. Like, if they get the right coach, and it's going to be, in my estimation, I don't care who else gets fired, what comes down the line, I think the Giants' job is the best job in the NFL that's going to be open in the offseason.
Because they have Jackson Dart?
Because they have Jackson Dart. They have a
so
top five.
So the Cardinals fired their coach, so that's not a great situation,
no,
obviously.
Yeah, I don't think Murray is long for that.
Atlanta's not a great situation. Nope. Obviously, they fire Raheem Morris. Yep. Tennessee's, I like Cam Ward, but not a great situation yet because we don't know how good a quarterback he's going to be. Mm-hmm. You can make an argument, I suppose, that Jackson Dart has shown you enough where the New York Giants job, because they have a quarterback, and it's not going to be a rookie quarterback.
Right.
Now it's a quarterback with some experience on his arm and his mind. They always say year two is the best year for a quarterback. From a growth standpoint, you could, I don't want to, but an argument could be made that the New York Giants job, because I just don't believe in the Giants.
I know, but it's
like, it's hard, and I'm not a Giants fan, I'm not a Giants hater. It's hard for me to look at the Giants and what I've seen from them year after year after year and convince myself that that's the best situation for a coach to take over next year.
I think it is. I don't think there's an argument to be made outside of, right, if McDermott, if they finally decide in Buffalo, if they have a if they get beat up by the Jags in this first round, and they decide it's just enough, you know, that job with Josh Allen instantly becomes
Because you have a better quarterback.
I mean, that's you get Josh Allen, it instantly becomes the best job on the market. I thought maybe if Todd Bowles got fired, that's a talented team with a Baker Mayfield's a winning quarterback, but it sounds like he's safe. So I think this is without question Jackson Dart, top five pick, an offensive line that's anchored by an all-pro left tackle in Andrew Thomas. You got a defensive front that on paper, if it wasn't for the lousy defensive coordinator all year in Bowen, feels like it should be one of the better defensive fronts. They're going to have cap space, even if they don't have it this coming year, which I think they will. But moving forward, they should have more even cap space because they have a quarterback on a rookie contract they're not paying big money to. Like, I think this is the prime situation, which goes back to the opening statement. Screw this wide net. It should be a narrow net.
Yeah,
I've got one name. Go get the guy.
I've got one name and one name only.
One name and one name
only. I have one name.
You've already done all the work?
Yeah, I've done the work. It's what I do. It's what I do.
Listen,
I'm very busy all day. And what am I busy doing? I'm busy working. I'm busy preparing thoughts for this show so that you don't have to worry about it.
Is that why I had to be here at 7 a.m.? Instead of a normal hour?
Very unique day.
Yeah, very unique day. But I'm glad to know you've already figured it out.
I've got the guy. Okay. I don't want to be clear about it. I think at a different level. I am a part of the Mensa group in sports. You may know
I have heard.
I don't think you could argue against my guy.
Okay.
And I don't think there's a currently available guy that you would want more. And I want to be clear. I'm one of these guys, I can't stand the same old, same old.
Okay.
I do not want to hear, you know, the 70-year-old offensive coordinator for some team that's been around the block 30 times as the guy to lead the Giants out of the abyss. Obviously, I'd like to replace Aaron Glenn. It looks like Aaron Glenn's coming back, so that's a different conversation for another day. But I have the guy. Like, for you Giants fans out there, my first day back on the radio, all right, Chris's first day doing afternoon drive, and I've already done the work for you.
That's amazing.
And
I wasn't even sure you like sports.
Do you even like sports? The beauty of this is the guy I've isolated for the gig, you're going to agree with. And every Giant fan is going to agree with it. And I want to be clear. I have dabbled mentally and emotionally with the concept of Bill Belichick. I have considered it.
You've considered Bill
Belichick. I've considered Belichick for the Giants.
We know you're a longtime friend of Bill's.
We haven't spoken in a long time. I'm also, I considered him for the Jets. That's how desperate I am as a Jet fan to get a real head coach in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bring the 20-year-old hoe with him if I have to, okay? I mean, Instagram skank is what that is, all right? Nothing else, nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go down the Bill Belichick road. I'm not.
Okay, you scared
me. I'm
going to
give you a much younger guy who dates age appropriately, albeit hot models, but age appropriately.
Sean McVay,
who is a great offensive-minded coach and makes great sense for the New York Giants.
Well, you're up my alley because I want an offensive. Unless I'm getting a Tomlin or a Harbaugh, I want an offensive-minded guy.
Now,
so we're on the same.
You have to interview a minority candidate.
Sure.
So that's really going through the motions on this because my guy's a white guy.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
It's okay with me. You're the one saying it.
I'm just saying,
you're the one that just brushed over the Rooney Rule.
You still
got to
interview somebody and pretend like you're going to hire someone that's not white. Yeah. But my guy's a white guy.
Okay. Cliff
Kingsbury.
Yeah.
Period. Stop.
I listen. If you've listened,
can't
to my,
be debated.
If you've listened to my Saturday show, Craig, you know I talk about Cliff Kingsbury a lot. I love it.
I missed that one.
You missed that one?
Yeah, that was that Saturday one show? I missed. Yeah,
you're busy getting wood or something. Yeah. I would think it. There's other candidates that I do like better. He's not my guy. But if I was going to look at a coordinator, he's an offensive-minded guy. Last year, what he did with Washington was incredible.
Yep. Jaden McDaniels, great year. Kyler Murray, early.
Great, absolutely.
He's the guy.
I think that's as good a name as you can come
and
up with.
And if you're a Giants fan, if everything's going to be built, as it should be, by the way, around this great young quarterback,
absolutely,
then get the right guy in there to develop the great young quarterback. You can find a great defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. They exist. It's like apples on a tree.
Yeah.
There's plenty of those guys.
Yep.
Go get me a guy with head coaching experience who has developed young quarterback talent. Cliff Kingsbury, the guy. And I'm not sure if he's still dating the girl or not, but she's pretty hot.
She was nice.
Yeah.
Model
type hot. Like, waif, kind of anorexic.
I mean, he's a young, good-looking NFL head coach. I would think he would be doing well.
When she was doing a photo shoot in, like, Guam or something, and she went without him, and then he bought a one-way ticket. Do you remember that story?
No.
You could Google that. Fact check me on that.
Go on the Google.
He bought a one-way ticket because she didn't have a return ticket, and he's never going to get a girl better than her because she's like a hot Brazilian model or something.
He followed her to Guam.
One way, though. there was no guarantee he was coming back.
I just remember, wasn't it like draft day and his house was like in Arizona and there was like fire coming up in between the couches and everything.
That might have been McVay's house, but one of those houses.
I thought it was him, and McVay had his fiance with him at the time. Now his wife, I'm assuming.
Yes, I think they're married.
I think they're married.
Anyhow, we have a great show for you today.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us. Really a thrill that we can start this show. Me and my main man, Chris McMonagle. The phone number to join, as always, is 888-808-1019. We'll get all your phone calls. We are looking for a new producer already. So, I mean, come on.
He's going to be.
It's like.
He's going to be unbearable.
It's the one show you can't mess up. The open to. It's the very first show.
It's rather important.
And 5 minutes of commercials into the show.
Yeah.
We can't even play the open. Perhaps after a quick commercial break.
You want to hear it?
We'll restart it with the open. Can we do that?
Are we capable of
it? I'm getting a thumbs up on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Best you're going to get right now is a thumbs up from me.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're getting a thumbs up.
He looks unhappy.
And the crazy thing is I picked them.
You picked them.
Anyhow, we'll get all your calls, Giants fans, Jet fans, tons of NFL news as well. James Dolan's going to join us later today. Talk a lot about the Knicks' big game tonight against the Detroit Pistons. You guys know I'm not a hockey guy, but we'll get some answers from him what's going on with the Rangers and Chris Drury as well. And appreciate you joining us on The Carton Show on WFAN.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.